The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Perhaps because it's my first Wednesday morning talk of the new year, I would like to say that the motivation to do meditation practice, to do mindfulness practice, to be involved in Buddhist practice, if you call it that, can arise out of giving a tremendous amount of value to your heart, tremendous amount of value to your inner capacity for peace, for freedom, for love, for compassion. I think it's easy enough in Buddhist circles to think that Buddhism has teachings which dismisses things as being valuable. The teachings on letting go, just let go. Just let go. Don't be attached to anything. Just everything's okay. Can lend itself to kind of almost a dismissal of things being important. But I think that the reason we let go, the reason we let go of attachments and clinging, is because there's something really important on the other side of letting go. That what we do with our lives, what we experience in our lives, is actually quite an important thing to be connected to and be involved in. And it's the it's questioning what's valuable is a very important part of Buddhist practice, because some of the things that we consider valuable maybe are not so valuable after all. So, and the question of what is valuable, what we give value to, what we invest value in, can be explored through the perspective of if someone was watching you and what you did with your time, and they couldn't ask you, well, what's valuable for you? They just watched you. What conclusion would they get about what was valuable for you? If they were going to conclude that what's important for you is the thing you spend most of your time doing, what would they see? What would they take? What would they assume that's valuable? When you come home, you're home in the evening, and they watch you, and you think, well, that, you know, someone from Mars came down and studied a lot of people in the United States, and to decide evening times are a sacred time in the United States, and it seems like a very common pattern is to sit in front of a screen, and sacred altars that people have, and that there must be something really important that goes on in American culture around screens. Then the ultimate value. People spend more time in front of screens than they spend in church. You know, so if you kind of step back and look at what you did, what's the values behind that? Would that give you a different perspective on your life than if you ask yourself just directly, what's most important for you? What do you act on? But to ask the question, what is most important for you? What are the most important intentions and values you want to live by? I think is one of the great precious questions to carry and have. Again, sometimes Buddhist teachings can seem to be to negate the importance of these kinds of questions, because, for example, teachings, just be in the present moment and everything will take care of itself. Just be present. And even sometimes if people ask the questions like, what's the meaning of life? And some Buddhist teachers say, well, that's not important, just be present fully. But to actually spend time reflecting and considering what is important for you, what your deepest values and intentions are, I think is a tremendously important part of Buddhist practice, of this kind of practice here. Because if you're in touch with what's important for you, that can be a fuel, an inspiration to act on it, to live by it. If you don't spend time reflecting that way, then it's very easy to live by other people's values. Our society is full of people who want to tell you their values that you should live by. They want to tell you what's important. For those people who sit in front of screens, there are people who have paid a lot of money in the advertising business to try to convince you about what's really important way to spend your time and your money. And what's, you know, and it kind of travels through our culture. Values of consumerisms and all kinds of other things that people then elevate as being really important. But what is really important? Part of the value of doing a morning like this, or part of the value of meditation or going on retreat, is not the experience of peace you might experience or the spiritual experiences you might have, but is in the quiet or the stillness or the letting go of this kind of practice, giving yourself time and space, there might be time to reflect more deeply from a different, reflect from the heart or reflect from some deep place inside about what's important for you. And then to make a decision that this is important enough that you're going to change how you live your life. You're going to do things differently than you did them before. The deeper a person's spiritual experience in Buddhism, the greater the opportunity there is to make a decision to align one's life by what the vision one has from that experience. To kind of go along with some idea that everything's okay, I'm just supposed to learn how to be present for things as they are, and so when I have deep spiritual experiences, that's fine. When I have shallow spiritual experiences, that's fine. Whatever, it's all fine. there's something really wise about that approach. But it also can do you a disservice when you don't take the lessons and the value and the importance of some of these things that happen to us and use it to kind of understand or be inspired to live a life that comes from what's most important for us, that feeds what's most important for us, that expresses what's most important for us. So often as a culture we use this time of year, beginning of the new year, as a chance to step back and reflect a little bit, what is most important for us? What are our deepest values? What are our deepest intentions? And I find that that reflection is good to do every day, regularly, not just the beginning of the year. And I've spent a lot of my practice life with this kind of on a daily basis, kind of simple, ordinary way, reflecting, what is my deepest intention? One way I took this question was, for a year I had the question every day. I would ask myself in the morning, if I knew that I was going to die tonight, how would I live this day? And it was a way of asking myself from a different perspective, what was most important for me, or what was my deepest intention? And what was fascinating was this, over the course of the year, now to see how things shifted and changed for me. That somehow the consistent asking the question, what is most important, or the consistent question of what is my deepest intention, begins kind of working the edges of that, or begins exploring it, or begin finding that there's different levels of answers. If you only ask yourself the question once and get one answer, you might not actually be dropping deeper and deeper into the levels, layers of what might be revealed through that kind of question. So my wish for all of you who are interested in meditation practice, interested in mindfulness practice, that the practice supports what is most important for you, supports the deepest intention you have, the deepest values of your heart that you know and can be in touch with, that somehow mindfulness supports that, supports you get in touch with it, and supports you to live by it. It's a great thing to do. Those are my thoughts for this morning.